And that's it for the show, because I didn't prepare anything.
Oh.
I really didn't.
All right.
Because I was mad at this guy.
Why?
You.
Me?
Why?
Yeah.
What was the reason? Because
you wouldn't let me cancel it.
You're always mad at me.
You wouldn't let me cancel it.
Oh, yeah.
And,
Yeah, why did you want to cancel it?
Why did I want to cancel it?
Yeah.
Well, a couple of reasons.
Okay, so that was way in the morning at, like, who knows when. So you couldn't have set up a show by then?
Oh, listen to this. Listen to this.
What?
What you're saying. That's what I'm saying.
What are you saying?
What do you mean? Why didn't you make up a show?
What am I
then?
Saying? I don't know what I'm saying.
You come up with a show.
I do.
Okay, well, let's hear it. Wait, I'm gonna do a...
I literally don't have time right now.
Same, man. Can you believe it? Well, I don't have time either.
You told me in the morning.
Listen, I'm going to read a PSA.
All right.
PSA.
It's the only one that will even apply, because today's the 5th. This one's going on until 11:30 today.
Why did you cancel?
I'll tell you in a moment. This one's going on until 11:30 tonight. So if you're listening, there's still time.
There's still time.
At Architect Hair Design, Hamilton for Haiti. Join us for an evening dedicated to making a difference in Hamilton's Haitian community. Your support will help address urgent needs, including emergency relocation and shelter, healthcare access, school tuition, food and water. Come together with us to create a positive impact. Get your tickets today on Eventbrite. Oh, so it's at Architect Hair Design. So 11:30 p.m. tonight, lots of time. So drop what you're doing and get down there. Mm. All right. Yes, so, sir. Yeah, this is Leave Luck to Us. And, yeah, do that. Leave it to us.
Yeah. This is the thing. You're just trying to throw me under the bus, just like usual. If you would have said, Vanilla, I don't have a show, I would have said, listen, let's do mushroom versus rice. Then we would have had a show right there.
That's not a show. That's not a show.
Oh, well. How that just came out of nowhere. Mushroom versus rice.
We can't
communicate.
That's the problem.
We got to kill
that. We have communication problems.
27 minutes here. So I was watching old episodes of Three's Company.
Oh, wow.
Who's better, the Ropers or Mr. Furley?
Man. The age old question.
You can't ask this question.
That is hard. They both have their good points.
I love how Mr. Furley dresses, though.
Oh, yeah, in his apartment.
Oh,
too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He dresses like his apartment.
But the Ropers are classic.
Nothing beats Larry's apartment.
But Ropers were first, and then Furley,
Larry,
right?
Yeah.
And then Furley only got the job because his big brother, Bart, owned the building.
Right.
Yeah.
And then he got, in fact, there's one episode where it's pretty funny because the scammer who keeps going to restaurants and pretending he has heart attacks or he's choking to get free food, he goes to the restaurant and then he scams Jack at Jack's Bistro. Remember Jack's Bistro?
Mm.
Owned by who? Do you know?
Yes.
Mr. Angelino.
Whoa! Say, man. I'm impressed.
Mr. Angelino. It's Mr. Angelini, not Angelino.
Are you sure?
Was it Angelini?
I think it is Angelino.
It's Angelino, I think.
I don't know now. But anyway, you guys got it.
And what was the chef's name?
That's what I wanted. Who was... Yeah, do you remember?
Oh, man, I know.
I want to say Pepe or something. No.
I know.
It was Pepe or something.
Pepe! Hefe!
Hefe.
Hefe.
That's what it was, yes.
Hefe.
Hefe.
Wait.
Hefe. And he told, I think, yeah, one day he told Jack that he set Jack up on a blind date with one of his cousins. And Jack's like, I don't think so. I don't want to do
it. Oh, and she was
But then, yeah, she showed she's gorgeous. Yeah, she's gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah.
But she only spoke Spanish.
Yes.
He only spoke Spanish.
Yes.
And he's like, no, no, no. He's
oh, Spanish, yes. Right?
It's really good. And then Jack's like, oh, okay. I know. I love it.
Yes.
And then Jack didn't realize that what they were agreeing to was they were going to get married.
Married. And yeah, she's going to come. The green
so
card.
So she can move to the
States. Yeah.
Exactly. Jack's like, what? Married?
Oh, yeah. That was good.
It was brutal.
I still remember.
And then Hefe's like,
no, it's not Hefe.
No, it's not. I don't
that's
think,
not
it's
Hefe.
Hefe means,
that's what he called
no,
it.
That's what he's calling because it's Felipe.
It's Felipe. It's Felipe. That's why I was wondering. Hefe is what he called him.
Because Hefe means boss.
Yeah, Hefe.
So when he's calling him, when he calls Jack Hefe, he's saying
it's
boss.
It's Felipe.
Or chef.
I knew it was.
It's Felipe.
Felipe, yeah.
And then Felipe's like, I've got another cousin who's coming, and Jack's like, no more cousins.
Yeah.
And then this big buff Latino guy comes in like this, hola. And then the girl's like, oh, you can stay with us.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, they got one too then. Yes,
hola.
Felipe hola. Was Felipe had a lot of men. What would he always say?
He had that nice kerchief. He had that nice kerchief.
What would he always say to him, to Jack,
what
when he's disappointed him?
Tell me. No, wait, is that it?
Chin, chin, oh, yeah, yeah. Chin, 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 chin. Oh, it's great.
I'm the strange Leno guy. I was in so many other shows. I just can't remember what. Like, that actor. He was in, like, so
I've
many
seen,
different
I have seen him, yeah.
Yeah, he had a deal where he rented the restaurant space to Jack, and he got a cut of the profits too. Right. But do you remember what Jack used to serve? Like what his forte was?
Chicken L'Orange or something like that.
Well, yeah. French. Oh, yeah. Like he was only into French That's cuisine. Right. That's
French
it.
French cuisine. Yeah.
French, high French cuisine. Yes. His favorite dish was coq au vin.
Coq au vin. Oh, coq au vin. Remember he went on that show?
Yes.
That contest? He was doing the cooking contest. Coq au vin.
Yes.
And he took cough candy out of his pockets and put them in there.
Oh,
but he's always like naming these very exotic French dishes.
Yeah.
But it's funny because they would show some of them, and when you look at them now, they're so dated.
Yeah, like, they're so 70s.
They're so 70s dated. Like no one would eat them now. Yeah. Like they look terrible. Like with the garnishes, like, the big pieces of lettuce.
Yeah, exactly.
Baby carrots.
It's like those little Kraft recipes. The book was from the 70s.
Yes.
70s Christmas thing.
He had a couple critics come to the restaurant and they're like, "This is the greatest French cuisine I've ever had." Oh, thank you. Thank you. Nice. Do you remember this? His old buddy. Oh, what was his name?
Larry.
No, but there's a buddy from the Navy.
Oh, yeah.
He's a total jerk.
Yeah.
And he's like, he put one guy in traction for talking to him. He's like, "Oh, what did he say?" "Well, probably good morning or something, right?" Anyway, he shows up at the door. His name's Tom or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he opens the door. Is Jack here?
I remember that.
And he's got the dark glasses and a white cane. He's blind.
Yeah, he's blind. Yes.
He's blind now.
Yes.
Because he wasn't before.
Yes.
Where's Jack?
Dang.
He's like, "What? Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I can't believe this. I can't believe you're blind." And then all of a sudden, he just cold cocks him right in the face. And Jack like goes down. He goes, "That's for ratting me out to the CEO on the ship." "That wasn't me. That wasn't me. It was Jeremy. That was Jeremy. Yeah. It was never me." "What? Are you seriously?" "Yes, I wasn't there. I was at the boxing match." And then he's like, "Oh, wow. All right, Jack. I'm sorry. Well, I guess you get to hit me." And he's like, "I'm not going to hit a blind guy.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it. Yeah. Hit me, Jack.
Yeah.
Hit me. You got to hit me.
Yeah.
And I'm not leaving until you hit me."
I do remember that.
And he's going around. He's ruining everything. Yeah. He's like pulling Chrissy's teddy bear apart. Yeah. He's like knocking stuff off the table.
Yeah.
And then the roper's like, "Jack, just hit him."
Yeah.
And Chrissy's like, "Hit him, Jack." And then Jan's like, hit him. He's like, "All right, I'm gonna do it. All right, Jack, just tell me when you're doing it and from what direction." He's like, "Okay, I'm gonna hit you. I'm gonna be a right cross and I'm going it. Now
yeah."
And he blocks it and he punches him. He goes, "That's for trying to hit a blind man." He walks
That's perfect. That's beautiful. I remember that now.
Hit me.
It was beautiful.
Hit me. He's like the Joker. That's totally where the Joker got the line. Hit me. Oh, I love it.
Dang.
Oh, man.
Oh, there are some good ones there.
It was weird. The Regal Beagle. I remember the first mention of it. They're talking about it. They're like, "Oh, it's an English pub." I was like, "Oh, interesting." They didn't set up the lore yet.
Yeah,
and then Larry. What's Larry's last name?
Dallas.
Yeah, he got it.
What was the bartender's name?
Wait, which bartender?
For a while, he was he was a character in there.
He was.
I can't remember his name.
I know.
One of you guys would remember.
I do. I liked him.
Yeah.
At the bar.
He had the red vest or something.
Yes, you got it. Like stripes maybe.
Yeah.
But they had a bowl of chips. A big bowl of chips at the bar. But then they had a bowl this big of dip, just out in the open. And guys are going around like this.
Yeah.
Mmm. I was like, I don't know. That seemed weird.
It's a different time.
It seemed weird, yeah.
Oh,
someone was trying to pick up Chrissy, and she's like, he was being fresh. So she's like, "Why don't you try this?" And takes his hand and puts it right in the dip. And he's like,
"Yes."
That's the level of the show.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And they always have the little black books.
Jack.
And it's always, every single episode is a misunderstanding.
Exactly,
and I just always wonder, why can't they just back up for 2 seconds and just say, "Wait, are you saying you are this?" And then that would solve everything.
Yeah.
Like,
but that
they thought Chrissy was dying, and the doctor's like, "Oh, she can go anytime," meaning she can leave.
She can
anytime.
Leave, yes.
But then they keep talking about it, and I would just stop and say, "Wait a minute, are you telling me you're dying? Like, you gotta make it clear to me, are you dying?" And she'd be like, "No." But then, there's no show of it.
There's no show.
Exactly. She's like, I can't wait to go. And then they're crying. Jack and Jan are like, "Oh my God, she's so brave." She's like, everyone's been so nice to me.
It's true.
It is true. Fireworks and set them off so I can go out with a bang. And then Jack's like, no, Chrissy, she's so innocent. She doesn't understand.
But it worked. That was the recipe for the show. It worked.
Yeah, but then Mr. Furley's at the door, at the bathroom door.
Yeah.
And she's like, "All right, well, you got to do your part." And Jack's like, "I know. I know. And she's like, it won't reach. He's like, well, you got to unfold it first. And then Mr. Furley.
Oh, yeah.
You can picture it.
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing in there? I can't believe you're leaving. Yeah. Mr. Furley, we were putting up the shower curtain.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Exactly.
So dumb. It's so dumb.
What did you guys think of Lana?
Oh,
remember Lana?
She's up there last night.
She loved Jack.
Yeah, why did Jack ever go out?
I know. Never reciprocate it.
And it makes sense because Jack's always like, you know, he's going after every girl he can find. And
Lana was all over him.
I know. Like, and she lived in the building.
Yeah.
She lived downstairs. Yeah. It makes no sense. I don't understand Lana.
And even Larry wanted Lana. Larry wanted Lana, but she wouldn't reciprocate because she wanted Jack.
It's true.
Yeah. It's so funny, man.
When I was a kid, a lot of it went over my head. I didn't get it at all what was happening. But the one thing that I did kind of get and made me uncomfortable was Lana.
Yeah.
Every time she came on, I felt weird. I didn't like it. I was like, what? Something weird about this.
Oh, yeah, Lana.
She's always like, oh, Jack.
Yes.
The way she's talking in his ear and everything.
Was she like a cougar? And then
she was, because she even said something
Jack
about her
age.
Jack
was like a younger guy at the time. And then she was older. So I think maybe that's why.
Yeah.
She should have hung out with Mrs. Roper.
Jack was awesome, though, really.
Yeah, well, I know. Well, true. What was your favorite
I love that he's a sailor, a boxer, and a cook. He's awesome.
Why was Jack always making scrambled eggs? It's like, isn't it like every other episode he's making scrambled eggs?
Oh, yeah. Remember he was upset at Janet? Want some scrambled eggs? And he's just whisking away.
The secret ingredient was like putting water or milk or something in there.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's so good.
He learned to cook in the Navy.
Yeah.
But then he took it to the next level.
Right.
Yeah. But he was a boxer, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, boxing champ.
Yeah.
I think on his ship.
Man.
I know. I don't know. I feel like Jack Tripper was just
because he
remember his brother. His brother came on one episode.
No, I don't remember.
What was his name? Yeah.
He showed Jack up in everything. Yeah. He's like he figured the one thing he could outdo him in is take him to a French restaurant.
Yeah,
because Chrissy's like, you know everything about French cooking. He's like, yes, it's true.
Yeah.
So he goes and Jack orders and he's all proud. And then the waiter's like, you know, very good, sir. And then, but then his brother starts speaking perfect French. And then Jack's face just dropped.
Yeah, that was his only, he just took away.
Yeah, and he's like, and then Jack's like, I'll have what he's having.
Yeah.
And he just looked like a total idiot.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was one show.
Oh, no, that was good. I liked when he was, the way he tripped all the time.
Like, I know, it was weird that his name was Jack Tripper. And he's always falling over.
Yeah.
Yeah, always.
When he went down and...
I love the way they show Jack's room. Or any of their rooms.
Oh, yeah. So, and he had the butterfly.
Or when they went out onto the balcony.
Remember the butterfly picture?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, life. It says,
life.
Yeah.
Oh, that's part of the show.
And then, the balcony was amazing.
Wait, what balcony, though?
The balcony, yeah.
If you go out, they had flower pots.
Just go straight ahead. There's that window right next to the door.
Yeah.
Sometimes and there's a balcony out there?
Yeah, I do remember.
I think they hid out there once.
Sometimes they sunbathe out there.
Yes, that's right. Exactly.
That's weird.
Yeah.
They showed the downstairs ones.
Sometimes they sunbathe out there.
They showed the downstairs ones. Do they show their... Do they tell you what apartment number they're in? What apartment are they in?
Oh, yeah. Wait.
But they're definitely second or third floor, right? But they showed the bottom floor where the mailboxes are and the...
Furley's on the first.
Yeah.
Larry.
And then they showed the mailman once. And the mailman, because Jack wrote a letter to a food critic that he wanted to get back. And the mailman wouldn't give it to him. But, what are you looking it up?
Yeah, which I'm going to look
quick. I just remember the theme song was something that I always enjoyed.
Oh, I saw it.
And, know the, words, and the intro, like where he's riding his bike and he falls over and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Come and knock on the door.
We've been waiting for
you. They've been waiting for you, Sandman. They've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are, hers and hers and his. Three's Company, too.
Who can tell me though the order of the blonde roommate though? First comes Chrissy. Man.
Chrissy,
yeah, okay. Chrissy.
And then who? Then who?
Then came Cindy. Then there was Terry.
Terry
called it, I think, the nurse.
Okay, then Cindy.
Yeah, giraffe. Yeah,
but wasn't there another one?
That's right.
Was Victoria one, or was Victoria just the girlfriend?
Victoria's the girlfriend.
Okay, because that's when they did the spinoff. Remember? Three's a crowd. Remember? Three's a crowd. Remember?
Yeah.
Was it Mr. Angelino's daughter or something?
I can't remember.
Oh,
maybe.
How many blonde?
Yeah,
so there's only Cindy, Chrissy, and Terry.
Who was the person before Jack? Who was the
roommate?
Who was the roommate before?
Oh, that? It was a girl, though.
A girl, yeah. That's why three were allowed. All three
good.
Of them.
That's good. That's yeah. That is an amazing trivia question. Do you know the answer?
I do in a second. Yeah, I do. Okay. Yeah, I know.
Hortense. Okay. It was something weird like that. It was like Hortense or...
Okay, what was it? I didn't get the most...
Or Millicent or something. What was it?
What? Do you know what I'm saying,
man? No, say it again. I was...
The first roommate before Jack came, he took her spot.
It was Mabel. It was something like that. Come on, what was it? It was an old name. It was Beatrice. No, like...
It is an old...
It's like...
It is. You can't look it up, Sam.
Oh, I know what it was. Something funny.
You can't look it up. That's
was it Bertha?
No.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know.
Do you know it?
I know it.
Oh, you do? Oh, I thought you didn't. Okay.
Sammy looked it up.
No, I didn't. Oh, no. Okay. What was the first letter? First letter.
E.
E.
E. Remember, that was the whole show. She had to move, and then
yeah, they were looking for a roommate. Yeah, that's why, because they had to find a roommate.
I would figure Emily.
Remember, you sleeping in the tub?
No, it's something. It's
and
something.
Then he made
it's
the scrambled more... eggs, and he loved the scrambled eggs, so he got to sleep.
Yes. Yes. Oh, you can
tell
cook?
Tell us the name.
You can cook? Right?
Was that? Eleanor.
Eleanor.
Wow. Did they ever show
that? That's good.
They never, I don't think
they never showed her.
Maybe, I think she came back in a later episode maybe. Visit or something.
That makes sense.
I can't remember.
Why did she have to leave? Why did she have to leave?
I can't remember.
Do you remember how much the rent was? I know how much the rent was. Like for the entire apartment.
You know the number?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man, no, I don't know.
They mentioned it a ton.
I want to know what that is.
They mentioned it a ton.
It was 200.
For
200. I would love
$100.
Are you kidding me?
$100.
What's that in today's
money?
Are you
kidding me?
$100.
What's that in with inflation?
For a two-bedroom. That's a huge one, too, with a kitchen.
And it's in California.
In California, exactly.
Right on the beach.
They're right on the beach because they
Santa Monica.
They said, let's go to the beach, and they have their bikinis on. Yeah. They walk out the front door.
That's right.
And
it was Santa Monica.
I was like, yeah, it was.
Santa Monica.
It was, you're right.
Yeah, I remember they were there.
And then they must just have to walk across the street. That's $100. And they're like, wow, I don't have the money. I'm $10 short.
Exactly.
$10 short.
But what is that in today's money?
And today it's like $2,000.
It's got more than that.
What?
Like, well, okay.
No, it would be $2,000.
If I had to, choose a sitcom house or home, I would choose that apartment.
Wow.
Okay. Right.
Wow.
$200 USD in what year do we want to say? 1978.
Yeah, let's say 78.
Okay, let's say that. So $1,000. So it's
still that's good. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's the thing though. You can't, because the inflation. You can't. I mean, that's the inflation on the dollars.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The inflation on the price of the... You'll never get that apartment for
$1,000. Oh, no, definitely.
No, that's like a $4,000 apartment.
Oh, huge, right on the beach, right across on the beach. Oh, absolutely.
Like, yeah, might as well be like a Malibu house.
It was beautiful. Yeah. It was. But that's your pick.
That's my pick, yeah.
I think, you know what, that is a good pick. Because it's Santa Monica.
It is.
For the years, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
What other options could there be?
And I would keep it
like the Brady Bunch house.
I would keep the 70s decor too.
No, you know what? If it was a 70s sitcom, it would have to be 70s.
It could be anything.
But that landlord does come.
You know who? You know what I really liked?
Tell me
which house.
Tell me.
It was Different Strokes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love that one.
And when he had that room when they're in the hot tub, it was a separate room with a hot tub in the middle.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so bright.
Yeah, the balcony, too.
Remember with Arnold and Willis?
The one I was fascinated with as a kid, but only because the secret passages was Webster. But
Webster, yeah.
Yeah, Webster,
yeah. But it's true that Arnold's penthouse apartment was next level.
That's my top. Top five.
But that was so awesome because I remember they were when they first came.
Yeah.
Where they first came, and then they were going to leave, and then Mr. Drummond comes in there in the hot tub.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's just a big room with a hot tub. And it just...
And then they Willis the and Arnold were in there. The stairs going from the kitchen.
The kitchen.
All the stairs as well.
The stairs, I know, up to the... I know.
Yeah.
Another good one is Who's the Boss, that house. That was another
one. Oh,
that's a good one.
That's in Connecticut. Yeah, no, that's gorgeous.
How about Brady Bunch? Brady Bunch house.
Yeah, that's all right. I take it.
But I don't like the AstroTurf.
I was about to say that. I love that.
AstroTurf.
The more 70s, the better.
Let's have some grass.
Nah, that's
it's so fake. Yeah, it's so fake.
Oh, that was
the
good.
The faker, the better.
But it wasn't supposed to be AstroTurf. It was supposed to be grass. They just couldn't do it. I don't know.
They had Alice's apartment in the kitchen.
I don't know. It's so big. Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't want that one.
I wouldn't
pick it either.
You know the one that wouldn't be good?
What?
I mean, in a way it would, but Sanford and Son. Remember, they had a junkyard in the back. Remember?
Yeah, there's a whole junkyard.
That was in Watts.
There.
That was in Watts, LA.
Yeah, there's Watts, LA.
There is. Can you
remember? Remember, we walked out. There's all this junk everywhere.
I'd like to see all these places. Like, Because what else was set in LA? Like, there's got to be lots of shows. But
yeah, Watts. His,
it was. They said Watts. Watts. They said Watts. Yeah. So his junkyard is here, right? And then, I don't know, let's think of another show like in LA, but I don't know, maybe Brady Bunch, but they'd be up here, you know what I mean? But they'd be in the same city.
Yeah.
Like, I want to know, like, the neighborhoods, right?
Oh, guys, I changed my mind. I've got the one I wanted to be in.
But that host was hilarious. I love that host.
Yeah, it was. That's why I just brought it up for fun.
Yeah, no, it's good.
But you know the one I would really like? And I just thought of it.
Is it a house or an apartment?
It just came to my mind.
The train. Oh, yeah, the train. Yeah.
Gilligan's Island, the Huts. The Huts.
He wants to be stranded.
Oh, the Huts. Remember the door that opened with the, it just had the bamboo?
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to pick that.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, but it would be fun for a weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like, it's true. It's like an Airbnb, like a bunkie.
Airbnb.
You know, a bunkie, then you're done. Yeah, you don't want to be there all the time.
Yeah, that's true. It'll be good for like a...
But if I had to, I wouldn't mind, like, me and the skipper in our hammocks, we'd be like two sailor men. That'd be
cool. Yeah.
Would you be top hammock or bottom hammock?
Top.
I don't know. I think I'd be... I don't know. If I could get up... I hate you guys. But I wouldn't want to live there.
Do you know what another good house is I'd love to live in? Top five, I'd say. Mr. Rogers. Or Mr. Dress-Up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, not bad. Yes. Not bad. Yes. Mr. Dress-Up had a nice setup.
Yeah.
He had a nice tree in the yard.
Yeah.
He had a talking
good
owl.
Good call.
Talking owl painting.
Yes. That is a good tickle one. Trunk. The tickle trunk.
Oh, yeah. Tickle trunk. Tickle was trunk. Great. Yeah.
Why was it called tickle trunk?
I don't know. But that, I do remember that owl.
Remember the shelf?
That's right.
Remember the shelf with all the dolls on toys?
Yeah, I like that, actually. I like that. Mr. Dress-Up was amazing.
How about?
He taught Mr. Rogers everything he knew. That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Definitely.
How about the Teletubby?
Teletubby house. Like a Hobbit house.
Yeah, the Hobbit house.
That's why it's a Hobbit house. Exactly.
I know, it's weird. It's after our time, but still, like, those houses were cool. Like in the side of a hill. From over the hills and far away.
I was trying to think of what my favorite shows are and then, like, where they live, but, like, the A-Team don't have a house.
No.
You live in the van.
Go van.
They really do. They scam hotels and stuff. They're always on the move.
They don't have a place.
Yeah. I remember they stayed once in a house in suburbia to protect a rock star. And I tell you, it's one of my favorite episodes because it's supposed to be like Leave It to Beaver, but the A-Team are living in this suburban house, and they all wake up reading their newspapers, and they're wearing house coats and
slippers. In an ideal world.
Yeah. Ideal world. And he's like, Murdoch's serving them bacon and eggs. And Hannibal's there with his gloves on and his cigar. Yeah. Where's my sausage? He's like, color
it up. Nice.
Murdoch and BA are roommates, and then Murdoch's alarm goes off, and then BA's just like this, boom, and just smashes it to bits with his fist. Yeah. He's like, what are you doing, fool?
Why would those two be roommates? Those guys can't get along.
Well, obviously it's going to be Colonel Smith and Face Man. They're going to, because they're the most refined.
Well, but Face Man always had some company over. Did Face Man
have an apartment?
He did. Face Man did.
He didn't live there all the time, but he had the keys. You're right.
You're right.
He did.
But they did
show it once. And once they stayed with BA's mom in Chicago.
I don't remember that.
Because it was Della Reese. His mom was played by Della Reese.
Della Reese.
And so he gets a message because these bullies in Chicago were beating up his mom. People in the building.
The whole show was about bullies.
It's true. But when BA heard that,
because
he's like this, we're going right now to Chicago. He's like, all right, well, let's go. We can drive there in 18 hours. Yeah. No, we're getting a plane.
He flew for his mom.
Propeller plane either. He's like, a fast jet. I want the fastest jet you can get, Murdoch, and we're going to go there.
Nice.
And I'm like, what? Are you sure, BA? And then he showed up. He's on the plane. He's like this. Mama,
for his mother.
I'm coming, mama.
Nice.
They still knocked him out, but
yeah.
But he said,
but he did. Look at him. That's
He's like, Face Man, you're going to scam a fast jet. Yeah. And then when he got there, his mom's like, oh my God, my son, BA. And then she's introducing him. Everyone, this is my son, BA, the leader of the A-Team.
Nice.
And then Colonel Smith's like this, oh, really? The leader, eh?
Yeah. That's what BA told me.
Yeah, and then he played along with it, though.
Yeah.
And then BA's like, I love it when a plan comes together. And then he's like, oh, and what is our plan, BA? And he's like, You didn't have an idea? And then
yes.
Colonel, you know, the Hannibal's like this. Yeah. Well, what if we did this, this, and that? Yeah. That's a great idea. Yeah, we're doing that.
Nice. That was great. Hannibal played along. Yeah, that's perfect.
He didn't eat because he was his mom. He didn't want to.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
exactly.
And they found out what his nickname was. Do you remember? Scooter.
Scooter.
Yeah, and then Murdoch is calling him Scooter. He's calling him Scooter.
Scooter,
he's
like, yes.
No one calls me Scooter.
Scooter. No one. Holy mama. Holy mama. Dang. That's awesome. Yeah, I got to watch that again.
It's so good. Yeah. Honestly, it's one of just my all-time favorite shows. It's just, it's so funny. Like, there's so many funny little weird jokes in it.
Mm.
Like, when Hannibal Smith goes up to a guy, he's got a shotgun. He's like, that's a nice shotgun. He goes, thanks. You want to see how it works? Boom, he just blows a hole in the wall. Hannibal doesn't even flinch, right? He's just like, oh, yeah, that's nice. He's
never... he was so cool as a cucumber, man. That guy was awesome.
They're making him dig their own graves.
Yeah.
And Hannibal's just like this.
Yeah,
he's smoking, like, smoking a cigar. He had a smile on his face. He's like digging the grave. He's like,
I love it.
He
had the plan already. He knew. I love when Hannibal, my favorite thing about Hannibal was when he would grab Face. And then they point up, and they both look up, and he'd be saying some kind of words of wisdom.
Yeah.
And Face would be like, I disagree with them. They're both looking upward. I love it.
That was great. Oh, man, I love it. Hannibal's so good. Great. And the one, they escape the crazy cult. Like, they escaped the crazy cult, the compound. Yeah. And then Hannibal's like this. We're okay. We got to go back in there, boys, and we got to clean up. So, like, why, Hannibal? Who cares? Let's just leave.
Yeah.
Because they got my ostrich skin boots.
They
had to go back for the ostrich skin. That was the whole episode.
And nobody ever questioned it. They went. If Hannibal said it, they're going in. Yeah.
Yeah, they went back and they basically killed everybody just to get those boots back. Yeah. He picks them up. He's like, these are my favorite boots.
My favorite boots. And that's it. And away they went. Beautiful.
Dang.
Anyway, this show is a wreck. But I didn't prepare it because, I had a bad week. I had a really bad week.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I couldn't. It was probably the worst week of my life. What? And now I can't.
Why didn't you call and confide in me? I could have come up with a show
for you. I don't do that. You know that.
Mushroom and rice. That would have been a perfect
show. Confide in this. Listen to this guy.
Wow. Whatever.
No.
We could have gone down to the Regal Beagle. Bought a couple of beers.
We don't do that. We don't do any of that.
Like men stuff.
We don't do anything like that. That's like George and Jerry. They were saying, we don't do anything like that.
Yeah.
We've never done anything like that in our lives.
Oh, man. I did see the pilot for Seinfeld, first time in my life.
Oh!
The first one. The first episode. A movie? No, the first episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh! Yeah.
I'm trying to remember. Elaine wasn't in it.
No.
It was...
Yeah, they brought her in... Because they realized
that Jerry, there was a woman who wanted to stay with Jerry at Jerry's apartment.
Yeah,
and then he finally George is telling him not to.
There's
and
a great
George and Kramer, and then at the end, it ends up she has a boyfriend already, and then Jerry's upset.
Wasn't Chris Rock supposed to be George?
Yeah. Get out of here!
Yeah,
there's a cool thing on Instagram though, where guys write like prompts for new episodes.
Yeah,
and they're really smart. Like. Kramer is an Uber driver. No, Kramer, yeah. You know, he borrows Jerry's car to be an Uber driver, and then Jerry calls an Uber, and then Kramer picks him up and charges him for the ride. And Jerry's
like, oh, that is good.
This is my car. I got you the car. Good. He's like, yeah, but Jerry, I'm here. I'm working. I mean, come on. This is my
that is good.
Stuff like that. You know what I mean?
That is
pretty
good.
Funny, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, we will be back next Saturday at 7. Because it's true, since the show ended, like, how many things could you talk about now? Cell phones?
Oh, yeah, exactly. They could bring it back.
Everything.
They could bring it back if they
But that's it for me. Von Kaiser, the German Soul Machine, and...
Vanilla Assassin. And
the Sandman.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Are you listening? Are you listening? This is 93.3 CFMU. Are you there?
Yeah! Welcome to 93.3 CFMU. The next exit, Saturday, 7:30 p.m., normal time. Whenever. We're starting off first show in October. I just know the cold weather's coming. Hopefully we have a good fall. Not too cold, not too hot. We're starting off with some DJ counseling tonight. And stay tuned. We've got some Boo Williams, some Coeo, Black Loops. We've got some revenge for you tonight.